There's Mrs. Kennedy, and the crowd yells, and the President of the United States.
At Dallas's Love Field, any concerns about Texans admiring their president seemed to dissolve. Adoring fans cheered and waved as President Kennedy and the First Lady stepped from Air Force One and climbed into an open limousine. In an audio recording Lady Bird Johnson made later that day, she recalled the welcoming crowds that lined the path of the motorcade.
The streets were lined with people, lots and lots of children, all smiling, placards, confetti, people waving from windows.
Historian Mark Updegrove, director of the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin, says November 22nd began just as Vice President Johnson had hoped.
He wanted Texas to smile on President Kennedy. That the crowds were enormous and effusive in their admiration, and so no one was more pleased than Lyndon Johnson.
Updegrove says any resentment Johnson may have felt at losing the Democratic presidential nomination to Kennedy in 1960 had passed. Johnson expected to be Kennedy's running mate again in 1964, and the Texas trip was raising important campaign contributions. Then the motorcade passed the Texas School Book Depository.
Suddenly, there was a sharp, loud report, a shot.
Mrs. Johnson at first thought it might be firecrackers, part of the celebration. Then she heard two more shots. A Secret Service agent threw the vice president to the floor, and the motorcade raced towards Parkland. At 2:38, less than 3 hours after the shooting, Vice President Johnson was back at Love Field, aboard Air Force One, being sworn in by Judge Sarah Hughes as the 36th President of the United States.
I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute.
I think he had no doubts about his ability to lead and govern. I think he knew that the Kennedys were beloved by the nation and the media. One of the things he said was that the media was so charmed by Kennedy, like a rattlesnake charming a rabbit. And I think he realized, probably in his most candid moments, that he didn't have that charisma. Lyndon Johnson had other powers.
And in the coming days, the powers of the new president, who'd spent 3 decades in Congress, would be tested as the world wondered about assassination conspiracies and the ability of the United States to persevere. Johnson acted quickly to investigate President Kennedy's murder. He conferred with former Presidents Truman and Eisenhower and tried to reassure world leaders. In a phone conversation 3 days after the shooting, he promised Martin Luther King Jr. he would continue Kennedy's civil rights initiative.
One of the great tributes that we can pay in memory of President Kennedy is to try to enact some of the great progressive policies that he sought to initiate.
Well, I'm going to support them all, and you can count on that, and I'm going to do my best to get other men to do likewise, and I'll have to have y'all's help. I never needed more than I do now.
Well, you know you have it, and just feel free to call on us for anything.
Then on November 27th, 5 days after the assassination, President Johnson addressed a joint session of Congress for the first time.
All I have, I would have given gladly not to be standing here today.
He offered continuity as he pledged to deliver on much of what John F. Kennedy had promised.
The dream of conquering the vastness of space, the dream of partnership across the Atlantic and across the Pacific as well, the dream of a Peace Corps in less developed nations.
And said Johnson, the dream of equal rights for all Americans, whatever their race or color.
I think it wasn't so much Kennedy's legacy that Johnson was aiming at in his own presidency. He wanted to finish what Franklin Delano Roosevelt had begun in his administration. And one of the things Franklin Roosevelt left unaddressed in the New Deal was civil rights. Lyndon Johnson believed that he could do it, and in fact he did.
Historian Mark Updegrove says Johnson went further to ensure civil rights by passing the Voting Rights Act in 1965 and the Fair Housing Act in 1968. His critics remember that Johnson greatly increased American troops in Vietnam and casualties soared. His admirers remember him for his Great Society legislation that included Medicare, Medicaid, and the War on Poverty. Decades hence, Updegrove sees Presidents Kennedy and Johnson as complementary figures in history. He agrees with Liz Carpenter, an aide to Johnson, who put it this way.
John F. Kennedy inspired, which Lyndon Johnson was incapable of doing, and Lyndon Johnson delivered.
America must move forward.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.